A key player in that Pakistani nuclear network was a company in the Southeast Asian nation of Malaysia. Western officials urge Malaysia to more closely scrutinize exports that could be bound for nuclear customers. Malaysian officials maintain no laws have been broken. Kelly McEvers reports.
The Malaysian link in the nuclear trading ring, led by Pakistani scientist A.Q. Khan, was discovered last October. A ship bearing centrifuge parts was confiscated in Italy en route to Libya. The parts were packed in wooden boxes that were traced back to Malaysia. Once these findings became public, the man who directed the centrifuge project from Malaysia, a Sri Lankan citizen named Buhari Syed Abu Tahir, was singled out by President Bush.
Khan's deputy, a man named B.S.A. Tahir, ran SMB.
Malaysia launched its own investigation of Tahir. Tahir told police he had met Khan in the mid-1990s and helped ship centrifuge parts via his computer business in Dubai. In 2001, Tahir established a company in Malaysia called Scope, ostensibly to make centrifuge parts for petrochemical companies. Malaysian police recently announced that Scope employees had no idea where the components were going, and that Tahir was not guilty of breaking any Malaysian law. Since then, authorities have refused to grant interviews about the case, including requests from NPR. Outside Tahir's luxury apartment complex in the capital, Kuala Lumpur, security guard David Wilson said Tahir left Malaysia as soon as officials announced his movements would not be restricted.
They gave a statement saying that I cannot arrest him, I cannot impound his passport, and he is free from everything. So that was the day his wife came to the house. That night I saw them taking bags and going. I don't know where they're going.
Whether or not the government was complicit in Tahir's activities is still a matter for debate in Malaysia, even if the debate occurs behind closed doors in this reserved Muslim society. The government maintains it had no idea what Tahir and Scope were up to, but analysts say the government is all too eager to say so because Malaysian Prime Minister Abdullah Badawi's son is a majority stockholder in Scope's parent company, SCOMI. International Atomic Agency spokesman Mark Gwazdecki says whether the government was complicit or not, it should crack down on future exports.
It's not enough to say I didn't know. It should be expected that governments know where these things end up, and so we don't have this situation replicate itself in the future.
Abdul Razak Baginda heads a research institute in Kuala Lumpur. He says men like Tahir are a common sight in the upper echelons of Malaysian officialdom.
You see, there are a lot of these characters running around in Malaysia. I've met some of them who comes from abroad and flaunts their Islamic credentials, the fact that they have got connections, and not forgetting that he actually went a step further by marrying a Malaysian, probably to convince the Malaysian government that he's very serious about having his roots in Malaysia.
Baginda says it's likely that U.S. officials have struck a deal with the Malaysian government. You help us in the war on terror, we won't press the centrifuge issue publicly.
The U.S. needs our cooperation. We need their cooperation in some respect. We need information. They need information. So I think there's a lot of horse trading.
But Baginda says it's not just that the Malaysians want to shy away from public scrutiny. They also hesitate to criminalize Pakistan's and Libya's attempts to become nuclear powers. If the U.S. and Russia can have the bomb,
why can't Libya have the bomb? There are many Muslims around the world who would actually ask this question. And actually, I'm Western educated, and I would say that I'm very Western oriented, and I too would want to ask that question.
The International Atomic Energy Agency is still investigating the role of men like Buhari Syed Abu Tahir in the nuclear trading ring. For NPR News, I'm Kelly McEvers.